Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations.
Tips and tricks.
Products we love.
And brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it.
I'm really excited for this episode. I don't know if anyone can tell by how high-pitched my voice goes when I get excited.
You get all squeaky, but I love you in equal measures. Yeah, this is really exciting because this episode is a hair and makeup beauty Q&A. So we're going to be talking all about our favourite products. We've got two experts in the field, Lindsay Harrison, who's my makeup artist, but she also does loads of other people. And we've got Michelle Sultan, who is also a celebrity hairstylist, but has also worked in salons for years and years. So two very, very knowledgeable people on to answer your questions. It's going to be a good one, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, like, you know, both Zoe and I, we've worked in and around beauty for, gosh, like, I mean, my first PR job was for GHD. So I've kind of, you know, kept an eye on the industry. And so it's something that we're both really interested in. And as anyone who listens to the podcast or follows us on Instagram will know, we absolutely love our products. So it's going to be a good one. We had an amazing response to the Q&A box that we put up on Instagram. So I think you guys are going to love it too.
Yeah. And I think with products, it's really, really good to get practical advice that actually work, you know, products that work. So, you know, how do you cover up dark spots underneath your eyes, dark circles underneath your eyes? You know, what is the best foundation for like a full coverage? You know, favorite lipsticks, all those kind of things, those tips where you can be like, right, I'll write that down. I know that that does the job because I've heard from industry experts and that's what we're trying to do. Like, for example, what's your like go-to festive look? Like, you love a red lip, don't you?
Yeah, and it, like, I never used to. In fact, I used to never use lipstick. It would only ever be lip gloss. But a couple of times when I've had my makeup done, actually, that's quite a good tip if, you know, if you're unsure about products to use, go to the makeup counters in department stores and ask to have your makeup done. Sometimes it's free or it's redeemable against product. So I experimented and tried a red lip before an event and now I love it and I find it so easy. You know, if I'm just wearing all black or if I'm wearing something quite plain, you know, bung a red lip on and you feel so like polished.
I was just going to say, George, as well, with the red lips thing, there is, you know, for people like me, I'm, you know, I've got very kind of olivey skin, but I've got kind of like a yellowy tinge to it. And I've got green eyes. So I sometimes find that red lipsticks don't work on me, but that's because I was trying to wear like a big apple red, like, yeah, you know, a bright red, which doesn't work. It sort of washes me out. So now I'll use more of a coral, like, you know, a MAC, like a Lady Danger or something, but I'll mix it with a Mirange. So I've got like almost like an orangey red going on, which works much better for my skin tone. So if you know that, you know, you struggle to wear certain colours, you can always mix up your reds. You don't always have to go for a straightforward
red. There will be a shade for you because there's so many shades of red. Like I can go quite bold with a red, like an apple red. But I do find when I do that, it's interesting you say that you think it washes you out because I have to maybe add a little bit more bronzer if I go for like a really, really strong red. Otherwise, yeah, again, it can wash me out. But Zoe, you are like queen of the eye flick, like the beautiful lined eye, you know, eye.
Thanks.
What is your favourite liquid eyeliner?
Yeah, do you know what? That's so weird because we haven't prepped this and I just Googled the name of the Benefit liquid eyeliner that I use. It's called the Benefit Roller Liner and it comes in pens. So it's like a felt pen, really, really easy to go on. And once it's on, it does not move. My pet hate is turning up to a meeting or going to go meet a mate or whatever. And I've got like black imprinted on the top of my eyelid. Oh, it's so annoying. You've been like saying hello to like the ticket office guy. Hey, yeah, you're right. And then the corner shop man. You're like, why didn't anyone tell me that I you know, I look like my child had drawn felt tip pen all over my eyes. So this is a really good one. It's 20 quid, but it lasts and lasts and lasts. You can actually get it cheaper from Look Fantastic at the moment. I would also say my go-to products are, and these are the things I think you absolutely have to have in your makeup bag. are the MAC Fix Spray. It's really, yes, really good to use at the end. It just sets your makeup. Obviously, a great liquid eyeliner. I love the Benefit one. I use Dance Floor Princess is my absolute go-to lipstick from Charlotte Tilbury, and it is the perfect new pinky nude. And it works on all skin tones. I mean, I absolutely love it. I go through a couple of months, actually, to be fair, a couple of months. I think in terms of like a really great sort of coverage that you can put, you can sort of build it, are the foundations from Charlotte Tilbury. The Light Wonder one is incredible. And then you've got the Hollywood Flawless Filter, which will give you that dewy look underneath your foundation. And then I think to finish up, and it's actually a high street mascara, is the Maybelline Big Shot. So those, yes, are my products that I swear by. And I think you can have, you don't have to spend, I mean, you know, forking out to spend that much money, but they'll last and last and last, those products.
Yeah. And actually, one thing that I was thinking about that I, you know, buy and buy and buy over and over again is actually a high street lipstick. And it's the L'Oreal Paris Color Riche Shine lipstick. I buy it in only in Paris. And it's kind of a hybrid between a lipstick and a gloss. So it's one of those where you could maybe quickly whack it on and not have a mirror. Do you know what I mean? It hasn't got to be that precise. But I do, I kind of move around with my makeup, whether it's like the summer or the winter, because in the summer my skin is a lot oilier, so I maybe need like a little bit more powder, whereas coming into the winter I need more of a, you know, I prefer a dewy look because my skin maybe gets a bit drier. And we love the NARS Sheer Glow Foundation. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I also really like, and I go, again, another product, I use it for 6 months and then maybe I'll try something else for a while, but I always come back to it. It's the Laura Mercier Silk Creme Foundation.
Yes,
I think
incredible.
I've used it since I was like 19 or something. And it's just one of those, it's not matte, it's not dewy, it's somewhere in the middle. It's medium coverage. It's just a safe foundation. It's just safe. It's, you know, you can use it, you could use it every day.
Yeah. And also I think if everybody's budget is different, and you know, you might be listening to this going, well, I can't afford those products. I absolutely hear you. If you buy one premium product, let's say it's a foundation, you can go to your local supermarket and you can buy the rest there. We actually did a makeup, well, it was actually an IGTV because it's about 15 minutes long, but I went down to the supermarket and I bought all supermarket products and I basically created the exact same look. And these products, I bought loads and loads and loads. I tried them all out. I wore them for about 3 or 4 weeks. So I tested how they were on my skin.
Yeah.
And actually I picked some goodies there. So if you do want more of a budget ideas, then do go down to our IGTV and have a little look, because it's there. And also for hair, like, oh God, I've been on a hair journey. You know, I for a really, really long time was using all of the John Frieda products from the supermarket. I found that they weren't working with my hair kind of, you know, in its current state of all the hair loss that I'm going through. I then was using the Nioxin products. I really rate them because they've got like a brilliant kind of scalp activator, which really works at kind of, you know, encouraging regrowth at the scalp. But to be honest with you, the Kerastase products are the ones that I always come back
say,
to.
Exactly the same as me. I have used the Kerastase hair oil, the one in the gold, the gold packaging, I think since I was 17. And, you know, one of my friends started working in a salon, so could get me a discount on it. And I always go back. I haven't found anything that's as good as that. And in terms of shampoo, I do exactly the same. Like, I try and get some from the supermarket. So L'Oreal Dream Lengths, I actually mentioned it in the episode, is fantastic. But again, little and often. I don't wash my hair every day. I maybe wash it every 3 to 4 days. So I spend on my shampoo, but I don't use loads and loads. I like the Olaplex one. I think that's brilliant. But again, Kerastase, Aveda, I like. It's just, it's about finding, you know, the right shampoo for you. And again, time of year, in the summer, I need something a bit more nourishing because my hair dries out.
Yeah. And if you can only, you know, buy yourself one Kerastase product, Georgia loves the oil. She's obviously sworn by it for years. For me, it's the Simon Thermique, which is like, it's basically like a heat protector. So you use like a 50p piece in your hand, you put it on when you've, you know, shampoo and conditioned your hair. Look fantastic. I've got it in the sale at the moment, and it just protects against all the blow drying, you know, all the curling, tonging, whatever you have to do. If you have to put heat onto your hair, that is brilliant. And that, okay, 20 quid it costs, but it will last you about 3 to 4 months. So actually cost per wear is quite good.
And actually, Zoe, you make a really good point. If, you know, premium beauty is out of your budget, there's always an offer on. Like, scroll through Instagram for Look Fantastic, Feel Unique. You know, influencers have codes that you can use. And also sometimes just sign up to their emails, because they'll randomly do 25% off, 30% off for one evening. And that's what I do. I try and bulk buy. I stock up on things. And again, Beauty Pie, bang on about it all the time. But you really can get premium products for, you know, the cost price.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely worth checking out. But we've been chatting for a while, so we probably should get into today's Q&A.
Yeah, very excited to chat to these two lovely ladies. Georgia, who have we got on the podcast today?
Today we have got Lindsay Harrison and Michelle Sultan.
Hello and welcome to today's podcast. We are absolutely over the moon to be joined by not one, but two amazing voices on the show today. One, a celebrity makeup artist who's been doing everybody's makeup for the last 15 years. You name it, she's buffed them, should I say, preened them, glammed them, that's the right one. And another amazing celebrity hairstylist, Michelle Sultan. Please welcome Lindsay Harrison and Michelle Sultan to the podcast.
Yay! I think you did pretty well there, Zoe, considering you've had 2 hours sleep. I don't think I'd even be able to string a sentence together.
The sad thing is that it's not from raving. It would be so nice if I'd been like really rock and roll and just been rocking up here after having no sleep because I've been out on the lash, but no. Can I just say as well, Lindsay's been my makeup artist for the last 10 years, but we've also been really tight mates, and we've got some very funny tales of Coachella that we may or may not share with everybody listening today.
Yeah.
Lindsay, what do you reckon?
Tell us.
We thought it would be a good thing today to open up some questions to our listeners, because, and I think we can hand on heart say, George, that this is the one that we've got pretty much the most
questions for. I know, and you'd think a parenting podcast, the sleep and weaning episodes, they're always popular, but wow, flipping hair and makeup, so popular. It's what we all want to know about. So, I mean, we're never going to get through all of them, but we're going to have to give it a good go.
Well, let's give it a good bash. Before we get into it, just in case people listening don't know, where have they been, hiding under a rock, who you guys are, could you just tell us, Michelle, just tell us a little bit about you and your background in hair.
So my name's Michelle Sultan. I have been a hairstylist for over 20 years. I'm really giving my age away here. I have worked... I work in a salon. I also work with lots and lots of celebrities, which has led me pretty much all over the world. It's been a very exciting career. And here I am, very excited to do this in this very new and weird world that has led me onto being on a podcast. I mean, what?
Brilliant.
Would you say that your most well-known client currently is you, because you look after Alison, don't you, Alison Hammond?
I look after lovely Alison Hammond, but I've looked after Jennifer Hudson, Alicia Dixon, Vic Hope. I've been working with Motsy on the Strictly Come Dancing this season. Honestly, it's endless. It goes on and on, and I'm always like, oh God, when someone asks me this question, I'm always put under pressure because I cannot remember who, I can't remember names. But yeah, no.
Everyone.
And Lindsay, so obviously we know that you do Zoe's makeup.
Yeah.
But just give us a little snapshot of the people you've made up.
But it's so similar to Michelle. I always forget who I've made up. I've been in the industry over... you know, like 10 years in working with celebrities, but then before that I was working in makeup and salon and catwalk and things like that. I started off my career really in reality, so all the TOWIE cast, that was really what sort of like catapulted my career. And then I went on to an agency. And I've done Nadine Coyle, Vic Ho,
loads of people.
Rowe, Lindsay
Rowe. You've done everyone.
Yeah, like there's loads.
Lindsay's amazing. She's amazing. She's, if you don't follow her on Instagram, you absolutely must, because Lindsay's the queen of doing the like 30 second reel on how to do a full face makeup of like loads of different ideas for nights out, day to day looks. And she manages to do it seamlessly as well whilst looking after a little one. I know that Michelle, you're also a mum, aren't you?
So I'm also a mum. That's probably what I should have mentioned. She was a 17 year old.
Oh my God.
We'd worked together before, me and Michelle. We worked together with Jess Plummer and on an OK shoot. And just bonded because, like, both, you know, I've got one child as well, been there, single parenting, and yeah, and it's hard. It's hard grafting in this industry and carving a name for yourself when you're a single parent too.
Yeah, I think we bonded. I can't remember what happened that day. I think we both had a child drama and we were like, oh my God. And, you know, we were standing in the kitchen of this weird house that we were shooting in that day, just like complaining about, you know, whatever the kids had done that day. Let's get into it, guys.
Let's do it. Okay, George, do you want to kick us off?
Right, I'm going to kick us off with this one. Best supermarket shampoo and conditioner.
Oh, obviously it all depends on your hair type and texture. I'm very much about people finding out about their type and texture, you know, whether they have a wave, a coil, a kink, you know, whatever it is, whether it's straight. Once you know that, then always go for the best that you can afford. Yeah, my go-to, you know, high street place has to be Superdrug, just because they offer the best range of shampoos, conditioners, hair products for every hair type. I would look for, you know, I think L'Oreal offers great, a huge range of shampoos, whether your hair is fine, dry, you know, whatever.
I think if I'm in Superdrug, I always go to the L'Oreal Dream Lengths range.
Yeah.
I mean, I like a premium shampoo and I definitely notice the difference. But if I am grabbing something in Superdrug, it usually is L'Oreal Dream Lengths.
And another one to add in is OGX. I'm using that at the moment, the Moroccan for my hair. And it's like kind of like mid price point. It's like $7.99.
Yeah.
Really
I've used the hair oil from them before and that's incredible.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So this is from Sam. What do you use to cover spider veins on cheeks? Lindsay.
When you're correcting the skin, it's a little bit more time consuming, but you do need to use a corrector underneath. So if you were going to use a foundation alone, you wouldn't be able to cover up things like spider veins or darkness around the eyes. Get yourself a little corrector. My favourite one is the Bobbi Brown corrector. I'm shade light bisque. They do every shade for every skin tone and colour. And honestly, it's a game changer. So you just pop it on any areas that are dark, like over your veins, around your eyes. And then you just go on and put your foundation or your concealer on top. And honestly, it just neutralises out the veins, the darkness. Like my one thing, I'm like, you have to have that. You have to have a corrector in your makeup bag.
Amazing. Great.
Oh, this is a popular question, actually. Tips to deal with postpartum hair loss.
Ugh.
Currently just tie it up in a mum bun so it doesn't molt everywhere.
Currently sporting a mum bun as we speak. I mean, what can I say? With postpartum, it's one of those things, it's going to happen. So obviously, when you're pregnant, your body gives off that hormone where you're not losing as much hair or if any. So as soon as you've had the baby, and sometimes, you know, it can stay, that hormone stays. And then when you stop breastfeeding, then your body is trying to regulate itself and your hormones are all over the place. And that is why the hair, you know, sheds and leaves your body. It is going to even itself out. You know, 95% of the time it does even itself out. And I went through it myself. I get it. And it is the most stressful thing at the time. If it is lasting for longer, probably longer than 6 months, I would say. And if you're seeing any sort of clumps or any sort of major patches or anything like that, that's the time to go and consult your doctor. You know, but we can do things like taking vitamin A. That's really good for, you know, helping to look after your hair that's on your head already. It's probably a good idea to go and get a blood test to see what you're lacking on. You want to look at supplements that have iron, because often it's from iron deficiency as well. It could be related to thyroid issues. I know there are post-pregnicare ranges that you can have a look at as well. You know, anything that's going to inject vitamins and minerals into your body.
Yeah. And I think also me and Zoe have both sort of started taking collagen drinks, and they're really good for hair renewal.
What's the collagen brand that you
use? Absolute Collagen. And the results on that page for not only your hair, but your skin too, are unbelievable. I saw it actually on this morning, and then I went onto the page on Instagram, and I was blown away by the before and after images. So I've been religiously taking it every single day.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Now, where were we?
Let's stick with you, Michelle. Awful, flaky, itchy scalp. I've tried everything. Can you help?
Oh, again, it's always a result of something, isn't it? I wish there was something, I could say, right, this is the one that's going to work. I know Philip Kingsley to have an amazing range for dry, itchy, sensitive scalp, so we'll definitely look into that. But with anything like that, it's often caused by something internally. So it is something you may need to look at, whether it's getting your bloods checked, you know, finding out what it is, finding out what the cause of it is, because having itchy scalp is often a result of something else. Sometimes whether you're using chemicals on your hair, if you're using chemical straighteners, it could be that. You may need to look at that too. Shampoos, any product ranges that are sulfate free, they're always good for the hair, because they're not going to strip any of the natural oils, the natural moisture away from the scalp. So anything that's sulfate free is going to be fantastic. Anything that's paraben free, anything that's got free from SLS, or anything that's got any sort of nasties in it.
Okay, perfect.
And also, it's interesting that you said, George, just about that it might be somewhere else, because we often talk about it, don't we, George, with eczema with the kids, that actually the eczema is related to their gut. So if your gut flora's off, you're going to get dry and itchy scalp. You might want to have a little look at taking some probiotics
as
well.
That's right, yeah, absolutely. Looking at diet as well, it's often a trigger.
Exactly. Lindsay, this one's for you, and actually I'm looking forward to your response on this. Breast primer to give a dewy look, or what makeup to use to get a dewy finish? Now, Zoe and I both love a dewy finish.
Well, a lot of primers are quite mattifying, so they sort of are used to like fill out the pores. And actually, I've got one here which I recently got, which I love. This is the YSL Blur Primer, and honestly, this really is worth adding to your makeup bag. That will give you a really kind of silky base to sit your makeup on. But for a really dewy skin, you need a product that's going to be like much more pigmented and like shimmery. So I love this one here. I've used this so much. This is hardly enough. Wonder Glow. This is Charlotte Tilbury. But you can cheat it just by like little like pots of shimmers. Like there's like the Iconic drops, and then you just dab them on your cheekbones, little things like that. And I also love these beauty ones by Charlotte Tilbury. They do so many different shades. I actually use this on Zoe all the time, and you can just two fingers dab it on and just give yourself like an instant kind of dewiness to your skin. Straight away it gives that glow, because sometimes when you put something all over your skin, you don't want the whole face glowing, because it just makes you look kind of a bit oily and sweaty. So it's good to kind of when you're making skin look dewy, just put it in certain points, like through the cheekbones, a little bit on the nose, and you can put a little bit like through the temples, and then just give yourself like a nice kind of natural glow.
Love that.
I've got another one for you, Lindsay. Tired, exhausted mum, no concealer seems to work. How do I get rid of my dark circles?
Oh god, they do work. Just need this one. I love the soft matte concealers by NARS. They are honestly so good at covering up dark, tired eyes, because they're quite thick in consistency. So, and I always say, with like on my page with reels and things, Just add a little bit at a time and build up, and use your finger to take away any excess. Because another thing people say is, oh, I put on the concealer, but it's sitting into the lines, it's really heavy. You need to make sure you like press it in, take away the excess, and then powder it in as well. And that's what's going to really set it.
Yeah. Do you know what I've found? Since I started using like a base before I put my concealer on, I think, Zoe, you told me about it, the little Charlotte Tilbury one in that tiny little round pot. Do you know the one I mean?
Yeah.
Since I started putting that on and then put my concealer over the top, it makes so much difference. I thought concealer didn't work for me anymore.
And then suddenly... an eyeliner on, Georgia. Is it coloured? Is it like a peachy colour?
Yeah, it's like...
it's a corrector.
It's a corrector, yeah. So since I've been using a corrector and then putting my concealer over the top, it's made so much difference.
So much difference. Honestly, and it's all about like thin... fine amounts. I think people think, oh, the more you put on, the better the coverage. We don't need a lot of these products. Tiny little bit of corrector, tiny little bit of concealer, and then I always finish off with like some, you know, loose powder.
Michelle, this one is for you. Tips to make thin hair look more voluminous.
Oh, so Living Proof do the best texturizing spray. I don't know if you've used it. Oh,
yeah,
my God, it's so good. Get that into the roots. Give your hair a good fluff. Also, you know, it's all about the base of the hair. So, you know, if you've got really fine hair, go and visit your hairdresser, see if there's anything that they can do in terms of like the haircut, whether it's cutting it into a really cool blunt bob. They're really hot at the moment. Or, you know, depending on the hair length, whether it needs some layers that are going to volumize it a little bit, just, you know, don't be afraid to get into the hairstyle, into the hairdressers. And, you know, if your hairdresser's not giving you what you want, go and find a new one. Go and experiment and, you know, just live a little and, you know, don't be scared to experiment with hairstyles in order to get the result that you want.
Love it.
Love that. Another one for you, Michelle, from Sammy. My toddler has the tightest ringlet curls. Best curly hair products for kids.
Love this. Of course I'm going to say Imbue. It's so good for children's hair because it's so free of any nasties, any chemicals. It really works well. It's really lightweight. We do a beautiful leave-in conditioning spray, which is perfect for just sort of taming those little ringlets, you know, without putting anything too crunchy, too hard, anything that's going to irritate their lovely, delicate skin. So I would definitely say Imbue.
Lindsay, tips for hooded eyes.
Oh, yeah, I get this a lot, actually. And I think one thing that people often ask for is how to do a liner with a hooded eye. And I would say, personally, with a hooded eye, you just need to change up the makeup. A liner just doesn't really work. So I always do like more of a diffused liner. So you draw it on with a cold pencil and then really buff it out with like a little kind of blending brush and just make the line so it's still there. You still get that kind of like accent, but it's much more softer. And another good one is like a smoky eye, so just kind of getting like a brown shadow and just buffing over the whole eye. I think where people with hooded eyes, they always want to try and get, obviously you always want what you haven't got. You know, if you've got straight hair, you want curly, vice versa. And the same with like hooded eyes, that people often say, how do I get that, you know, winged liner? And you're kind of fighting a bit of a losing battle. So I would always say keep it really diffused, and if anything you can just do like a little line at the end of the eye and you keep it coming out a little bit straighter. But otherwise you're kind of just challenging yourself to get to achieve something that you can't really achieve. So I would just go with like easier options like smoky and diffused liner, which I think looks so much nicer and easier to do.
I've got hooded eyes and I definitely had to learn the hard way. So yeah, definitely can't do like that strong. I'd love to be able to do it, but you just can't do it. And so like you said, just smoke it out. It looks really
smoke
cool.
Smoke it out and you've got a gorgeous smoky eye today. Yeah, exactly.
It's about finding things that work for you, isn't it?
That's
really?
That's right. And I find that using certain eyelashes too work really well. So I always look for it. If I'm going to do an eyelash extension, you do one that's got like a bit of a cat eye finish, because that stretches you out rather than that rounded eyelash look.
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. This is another one for you, Linz. This is from Alice. Best lip balm which stops lips from peeling.
Right. Honestly, I've literally worked for this brand, but I don't. Dr. Lip is the best lip balm ever. I've got like so many different shades. I've got this one here is the CBD. I think I gave you one recently, Zoe, actually. See it.
Yeah, they're amazing. I've got it in my handbag, Lins.
Yeah, it's just, it's so good. It honestly, like I put it on this probably like 3 or 4 times a day. I always put it on at night. It's really thick, so it stays on the lip. I was reading about it, actually. I think it's got lanolin in, which it's 100% natural. And it's good for any sort of like dry areas. Well, if you've got like dry elbows, they do a bigger tube now.
You could put it on your nipples as well if you're breastfeeding.
Yeah, you can. Seriously, yeah. So nipple balm too.
You can pick that up in Space NK, I think.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
And then they come in tints now. So you can get like a pink tinted one and brown. And yeah, they're just amazing.
Best at home hair dyes.
Oh my God. This is like swearing at me.
I feel like whenever you see a professional never likes this question.
No, do you know why? Because I, and more so than ever before, I'm seeing so many people, so many stories coming out in the press about people having allergic reactions. So I have to make the disclaimer, of course, as a hairdresser, if you are going to use a home dye, please, please, please do a patch test. You do not want to have an allergic reaction to something that, and also when you go to the salon, make sure you're getting a patch test. So that would be my first disclaimer. Best home hair dyes. So if, obviously, depending on what you want to do, I know Bleach London do an amazing range. They're a really cool brand. You know, they've got, when you open their kits, they've pretty much got what you would use, what a hairstylist would use, in terms of like they even give you the little bowl. It's amazing. The tint brush is a good size. Bleach London do an amazing range. They do great colors. They do great temporary colors, which I would always encourage people to use at home rather than using permanent dyes, rather than actually bleaching their hair. But if you really have to, Bleach London would be my go-to. Don't try and change. Don't try and do the big job at home. I know it's hard. I know we haven't got the time, but you know, there is nothing worse than doing something at home and then being stuck with it over the Christmas period and you just look crazy in all the pictures. Just wait it out. If you can't get an appointment with your hairstylist, wait it out.
And if you have got like a grey root or something, you can use like, you know, dry shampoo with colouring, or there's so many touch-ups.
I have the entire range of the L'Oreal root touch-up spray, you know, in the little turquoise cut. It's literally the best thing ever. I use it pretty much on all of my celebrity clients because they've always got like 1 or 2 grey hairs that they might want to cover. It's great. If you're going to do like a slick ponytail, you want to do something like that, it's perfect for that. So those are definitely in my kit.
And just one more for Lins, because we're running out of time, sadly, which is so annoying because we've barely scratched the surface. Lindsay, one budget foundation that you absolutely swear by and one more sort of higher end foundation, both which give good coverage, would you suggest?
High end. I love NARS. I literally always go for NARS. If you want a full coverage, NARS is your guy. This is the longwear, NARS Radiant Longwear. So that literally will just give that instant kind of coverage. If you're going to go for a high street brand, I would go for like more of a tinted moisturizer. And then sort of like play it safe a little bit. I honestly don't really use many high street brands, so I can't advise on that the best one, but I would always just go for something much more gentle, like a tinted moisturizer or a BB cream, something like that.
I tried, I think it was last year when we were in lockdown and like none of the shops were open other than like Boots and Superdrug, and I could go and get my fix in there. I tried L'Oreal Infallible, I think it was called, foundation, and I thought it was pretty good. I was quite impressed. I usually spend a little bit more on my foundation, but I did find that one to be pretty decent.
There's definitely good ones out there, and I hear like friends of mine saying that they you know have found really good ones, but I think because of our industry we also use like the high-end products, so you know we just don't really play around with them too much. But I think if you're a bit nervous, like just always stick with something that's a bit more sheer so that you're not going to get you know that kind of really bad color match.
Perfect. Thank you so much. We'll have to get you back on again, perhaps in like the springtime or something.
We would love that.
Yeah, because absolutely.
Yeah, as I said, we had loads of questions, but thank you so much, guys.
Oh, pleasure. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Oh, those girls, they're brilliant, aren't they?
They really are. I actually want Lindsay to come around to my house, go through my makeup bag, like, you know, sit down with me and do all the different products so she can recommend. Because anything that you've recommended via Lindsay, it has stayed in my makeup bag. It's become a staple. I really, really rate her suggestions.
Yeah, she's a fantastic makeup artist, but she's obviously, with the way that Instagram are these days, she's having to do endless, you know, reels and having to really try products. And I think, you know, you can all be bamboozled and sold by, you know, something that should work, but actually, does it work on the skin? Can you create that look, you know, for bags underneath your eyes? You want something that covers them up. Lindsay knows exactly how to do that. So if you are struggling for kind of, you know, ideas over the festive period, obviously tomorrow's Christmas Day, so you're either going to be sitting in one of two camps. You're going to be in your pajamas all day and not bother with anything, or you're going to go full out glam. She's got some amazing suggestions as well. And also, you know, obviously with the lovely Michelle, she's an expert in kind of textured hair and tight curls and stuff. And she always posts, you know, the famous face that she's been working on. So you can get some ideas, some hairspiration.
Yeah, ideas. If you're looking for party hair ideas, she's got some fantastic updos and also like ways to put accessories in your hair and stuff. So definitely two pages worth checking out.
Yes, and we just want to sign off. Christmas Eve, you'll be listening to this, so tomorrow's the big day. Thank you so much for sending in all of your questions, and obviously this Friday Q&A doesn't happen without you guys, so we are sending you lots of love and gratitude. And as always, we'd love you, if you do have time, to rate, review, subscribe, and give us a little follow as well.
Yeah, and if you are listening on Christmas Eve, then please do tag us in your festive photos. We would love to see them. And we are there over the festive period if you need some support, or you just want to have a little chat, drop us a DM. We're on @MadeByMamas, and we'll be back on Tuesday.
Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas! Made by Mamas is an Insanity podcast production, and today's episode was produced by the lovely Charlotte Mason.
Insanity Group.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.